Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Mem. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom of the page, with the words Eivu Hatrith She'ina Trufa. Eivu Hatrith She'ina Trufa Kol She'aroshim V'ashezoris She'la Kayamim. What's considered a tiryas that's not diced as long as the head and the spine of each fish is intact. Rav Lazar b'shem Rav Chanina Ma'aseh b'Srina Achas Mishal Beis Rebbe Shehayu Bar Yosef Mishloish Meyos Chavios Lebodak Rebbe Es Kulhoin V'Lai Marsa Ela Achas Sheroshem V'Shizor Shela Kayomim B'Hite Es Kulam. Rav Lazar quoting Rav Chanina said there was once a boat of the house of Rebbe on which there were 300 barrels of tiryas. Rebbe checked all of the barrels and he only found one barrel in which the head and spine of each fish was intact, and he permitted all of the barrels. Yaakov bar Acha and Rabbi Asi makshila mestava deli oisa hachavis tehei muteris v'shar kol hachavis yehasuris ela alidei ila. The question of Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Asi, asked is, isn't it more logical to say that only that barrel will be permitted? Rather, since strictly speaking dice tiryas is permitted and it was the rabbis who were stringent with it, in this case they were able to be lenient since one was found to certainly be clean of any non-kosher fish. And the Gemara says gevunta, that's the gift. So gevunta is calculus. The river Gevunta was worshipped by Gentiles. Rav Chagai asked Rav Abba Bar Zavda if it was prohibited to derive benefit from the river. Rav Abba Bar Zavda answered that a public thing cannot become prohibited. And the Gemara asked Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi and Rav Yitzchak Makshi v'ilein igelta lo nochem loikin ksiv bahen v'at ama alidei ila v'acha alidei ila. Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi, quoting Rav Yitzchak, asked, and he's questioning Rav Asi's position that we said earlier, that he didn't want to permit all of those other barrels. If Gittin came from overseas and there are the witnesses with non-kosher names signed on it, they're valid. Why aren't we concerned that the witnesses are actually non-Jewish? Rather, since Jews overseas use non-Jewish names, we assume that they were Jews. Here also, once we find that one barrel is kosher, we can assume that they all are kosher. Tani, Ula, Shachva, Koimi, Rabbi Yosef, Dag, Tomei, Mashritz, Dag, Toei, Matil, B. Ula, Shachva, said before Rabbi Yosef, a baisa. The baisa says a non-kosher fish gives birth to fish but does not lay eggs. A kosher fish lays eggs. Chazavatana koimi mei dogim bekiru dogim einan nechalim el alpi mumcha. Another baisa says that the Ula Shachba said before Rabbi Yosef, if fish eggs and fish intestines aren't clearly recognizable to be kosher or non-kosher, only an expert can permit them to be eaten. Amalei Chazobacha Hada Tani Oy Hada. Rabbi Yosef said to Ula Shachba, retract one of these brises that you taught, because if non-kosher fish don't lay eggs, it should always be permitted to buy fish eggs. Havavai Michza Bei, Ula Shachba wanted to retract from the first brisa that said a non-kosher fish does not lay eggs. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Lo Tachzoch Bach B'Yitziyasam Hen Nigmoi. So Zeira told him not to retract from that, because there's a way of explaining that it doesn't create a contradiction, meaning that non-kosher fish also have eggs, although when still inside the fish, the eggs open up and the young fish continue to grow inside the womb. Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rav Yehuda, Imamalacha Melchatim Ne'eman. Rabbi, quoting Rav Yehuda, says, the seller said that he had salted them and seen that they are kosher fish, it's permitted. Nasan Baba Omar, Koim Shmuel, Yada Anam Mefarsha Ben Ovre Dogim, Ubari Dogim Temeim, Loborim Dogim Tahirim, Ubari Dogim Temeim, Agulim, Ubari Dogim Tahirim, Arukim. Nasan Baba said to Shmuel, I know how to differentiate between the eggs of tummy fish and tar fish. From a tummy fish, the eggs are round, and the eggs of a tar fish are long. Achvile hada salfisa amalei kazemahu amalei tami amalei laibishli da'amus elasofech da'ama amtame ta'a. Shmuel showed Nasan Baba an egg of a kosher fish called a salfisa. Shmuel asked him whether it's the egg of a kosher or non-kosher fish, and Nasan Baba answered that it's from a non-kosher fish. Shmuel responded, it's bad enough that you prohibit that which is kosher, but eventually you're going to even come to permit that which is non-kosher. Tani, we learned in a brisa, ein loikrim mei dogim v'kir vei dogim el alpi mumcha. One may only buy fish eggs and fish innards from a reliable person, otherwise they might contain non-kosher fish. Ein loikrim gavina v'tinaiki el alpi mumcha. One may only buy uniki cheese from a reliable person, and the phrase gavina v'tireiki we had earlier was adjusted and translated according to the text of the Bavli. Ein loikrim yain b'suria el alpi mumcha. One may only buy wine in Suria from a reliable person. Ein loichim basa she'ein by simon ela alpi mumcha, when we only buy meat without an identifying mark of kashrus from a reliable person. V'kulam nechalam etzal mi she'ein mumcha ve'ein choshesh, and all of these may be eaten together with someone, even if one is unaware if the person is reliable, as the person would not eat it himself unless it was kosher. Rabbi Acha, Ritanchem b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, shidach lai chiltis ne'eman. Rabbi Acha and Ritanchem, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, said, but if it's not a sale, but rather someone sent him a gift of chiltis, which is a spice, he is believed that it may be eaten. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, b'shem Moshe ben Levi, Shilach loy Tcheleth Ne'eman. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha and Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, quoting Moshe ben Levi, said if someone sent him Tcheleth, which is a blue dyed thread to be used for tzitzis, he is believed. Talana de Levi Tzambaria, Hay Mezaben Pirin. The young children of Levi Tzambaria would sell fruit that they claimed was tithed, and people would rely on them because their father was known to be trustworthy. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yasa, Avdu Shaneman, Keneman. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said in the name of Rabbi Yasa, the slave of someone who is trustworthy is also considered trustworthy. Gamala Abde de Rabbiudan Nasiya Havale Tuchla. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Avdu Shamumcha Kamumcha. Gamana, the slave of Rabbiudan Nasi, was trying to sell Techeles for use of tzitzis. Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that the slave of a reliable person is also considered reliable and the Techeles could be bought and used for tzitzis. Umelach Slunkuris, the Mishnah said that Slunkuris salt is among items of idolaters that are prohibited to consume but not prohibited to derive benefit. If Tanai Tana Shchura Asura or Levana Muteris, if Tanai Tana Tani Levana Asura Vashchura Muteris, Mandam Shchurim Asura Shinoisin Asecha Sheretz Shachor, Mandam Levana Asura Shinoisin Asecha Sheretz Lavan. One Tana taught that black is prohibited and white is permitted, another Tana taught that white is prohibited and black is permitted, but there's no dispute. The first one was talking about when they put the intestines of black creatures in it, the second Tana was talking about when they put the use the intestines of white creatures. Rabbi Hanania ben Gamliel, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Zu v'Zu Asura. Rabbi Hanania ben Gamliel, quoting Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, says both are prohibited, as both black and white creatures are mixed with the salt. Amar Hanania, Shekein Chad, Hava, Lana, Vaya Noisin Aseicha, Shuman, Shel Chazir. Rabbi Hanania said both are prohibited, because we had a neighbor who would add pig fat to the salt. Hen Chachois, Hen Parois. Now the Mishnah taught that Kaluska olives, which are pickled in a round vessel to soften them, are permitted to eat. And the Gemara lists other examples of Mishnais that use two terms that both mean the same thing. The first is chachos, which is overhanging trees, and parois, which is stones or trees that protrude. These can act as a tent to transfer tumah under them. And the next example, hein rufafos, hein ra'alos. Rufafos is women who go out wrapped in a covering that is weighed down with a stone to prevent it from falling off, and ra'alos is women who go out with their heads and faces covered. Both of these are ways in which women wrap themselves. Hein istagios, hein sifuyos. Itzdagios and sifuyos are different words for rims around a stove that cause an oven to be able to contract tumah. Hein koisos and gumos. Koisos and gumos both refer to pits from which hares grow, that if a red heifer had two black or white hares coming out of one pit, it's disqualified as a para adumah. Hi mokim tachas hakoisos, hi mokim hanochas chatichos. The space under the cups is the same as the space for placing pieces of meat. It means if the tabletop of a serving table broke, the table can still contract tumah as long as there's still a small space on it usable for placing cups or pieces of meat. Hein zeise kluska, hein zeise megulgolim, and similarly our Mishnah used two words to describe the same thing. Kluska olives, their shape is like a round cake, are the same thing as olives that are round. And then the Mishnah said, Rashluchim asurim, that the Mishnah said that very soft olives of idolaters are prohibited. Ruchia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Oma minhu ve'noisim l'seichem choymet v'yocholzen et gal'ineihem. Ruchia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that shluchim is a certain species of olive in which they put vinegar to soften them in order to be able to remove their pits. Hadnalach perek ein ma'amidim.